Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Laser resurfacing is a procedure that can drastically improve the flaws of your skin, and it's a field of cosmetic procedure that has revolutionized the industry. And my guest is Deanna Stellato. She is the director of aesthetics at the Geldner Center in Chicago. Welcome to the show, Deanna. Tell us a little bit about laser resurfacing. What has it done for the industry?
Okay, great. Hi, Melanie. Thank you for having me. Laser resurfacing has made dramatic improvements in people's skin. And what they're trying to accomplish with laser resurfacing is intense improvement with minimal downtime. And they're continually coming out with new lasers, erbium being the newest laser that they continue to make improvements on, that offer patients a really aggressive treatment, but with only a handful of downtime, a handful of days that are downtime.
So what's involved in it?
Sure. So this treatment, erbium laser skin resurfacing, can be done in ablative and non-ablative levels. Non-ablative levels basically means that your esthetician will be performing those, and there's going to be anywhere from, you know, 1 day to 5 or 6 days of downtime, you know, at most. And then there's ablative treatments, which are for the doctors to perform only, and those are for patients who want to achieve a very dramatic look or a dramatic improvement in the appearance of their skin, and that's usually used for patients who have really dramatic acne pit scarring or just very deep wrinkles and cannot undergo surgery or can't get injectables to rectify them.
Okay, so if, you know, you mentioned acne pit scarring, so if you were somebody that didn't, you know, really take care of your acne, as you know, you've got scars on your face, that sort of thing. Give us a before and after.
Sure. So initially before, an acne pit scar, the best way that I can kind of relate it to someone, it would be, it's kind of like having a piece of wood with a bit of a divot in it. And what do you do to remove that divot? You're going to sand that piece of wood down until the core of that divot, and then it's no longer nearly as visible or completely gone. And that's essentially what erbium does. It vaporizes your skin on contact. It sounds super scary, but you're usually numbed for it in some way, that it's either minimally painful or not painful at all if you're completely numbed. And so what they're doing is vaporizing your skin on contact and going all the way down to the core of where that acne pit scar lies to make it look less noticeable. And typically, too, Melanie, erbium is used in conjunction with what's called fractionated technologies to not only erbium resurfaces the skin down, but then the fractionated technology will plump the skin up. So we're kind of doing both things to plump the scar up from the inside out and then shave it down from the outside in to make the look of it look much less noticeable.
When you say shave it down, is this now permanent sort of shaving? If you sand something down, normally if it's wood, it doesn't grow back, but your skin does,
sure.
Doesn't it?
It does, it does. And but it would only usually, once it's been sanded down, especially to the ablative levels the doctors perform, the amount that's going to come back is going to be a very low percentage, like 10 to 20%. The amount that an esthetician would do, again, you'll have very maybe like anywhere from 1 to 5 downtime from that. That an erbium laser that an esthetician performs is sort of like a supercharged chemical peel. So it can go even deeper than a chemical peel can. So that one, you know, there's a bit less downtime, a little bit less result as well. Typically, the erbium lasers that estheticians perform are used mainly for conjunction, so combination therapies with fractionated technologies, or used for just your average person who wants an anti-aging treatment and wants to, you know, resurface some of her fine lines away, remove some of her pigmentation, and improve the texture of her skin.
Now, what are some limitations to laser resurfacing?
Sure. So, you know, generally speaking, anyone beyond what's called a Fitzpatrick 3 or 4 really can't get this treatment done. And a Fitzpatrick is a scale that Dr. Fitzpatrick developed to come up with different melanin counts within skins. And so what it means is someone at the latter end of a Fitzpatrick scale, meaning that they're super dark, someone like, let's say, an Oprah Winfrey, this would not be safe for her skin tone. She'd be considered a Fitzpatrick 5 or 6. So for her, this is not even an option. She would have to go with either lower dosage chemical peels, fractionated treatments, things like that, because erbium would not be an option. However, for someone super pale like Nicole Kidman, for instance, or Anne Hathaway, their skins are completely okay to get this treatment done, and they can be people who can get them done very deeply, either ablative by a doctor or non-ablative by an esthetician.
So it can affect the actual pigment of your skin permanently.
Correct, yes. It can either go one way or the other. If you're doing it on someone who's not the correct candidate, they're either going to suffer from something called post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, which means that wherever they were lasered, their pigmentation will come in darker and the exact shape of the laser, so not ideal. Or they're going to get something called hypopigmentation, which is where their pigmentation is now lighter in the exact area that she was lasered. So both of those are completely not worth the risk and something that we just absolutely will not perform on those patients. However, patients that are paler skinned, don't have as high of a melanin count in their skin, the probability of those things happening to them is ridiculously slim, and it most likely they would heal beautifully and look great afterwards.
And if you're considering this, and you're someone such as me who didn't burn very often because I have dark sort of Mediterranean skin.
Okay.
Then if you're not somebody who burned very much, then you can consider this. But you mentioned the pale skin, and if you're somebody who burns really easily, is this risky?
If you're someone who burns really easily in the sun, generally you have paler skins, which means that this treatment would be okay for you. If you don't burn because you're Mediterranean or, just an olive skin tone, it depends on exactly how olive you are. That will dictate whether or not we can actually perform the procedure on you or not. So that really, olive is sort of the variable skin type where it's not a yes or a no until you come into the office so we can assess your skin, potentially even do a test spot to make sure that it will work correctly on you. And then kind of go from there and decide whether or not it's, worth it for you to go or if there's a different avenue that would be better for you to travel down.
And then how do you figure out which laser is best for the person? And this is done by a doctor, correct?
You're done by a doctor or an esthetician. So the ablative levels that have significant downtime, those are done by a doctor only. Those are going very deep into the skin to your reticular layer, which is the deepest layer of skin that you have before your tissues. So only a doctor can legally perform those. An esthetician can perform the particular laser that we're speaking of, the erbium, in a more superficial way, meaning she can remove a lot of the epidermal skins. So again, okay for, lighter to light olive, skin tones. But generally, you have to come in for us to sort of decide which technician will be seeing you, and then if this is potentially good for you as well. And the way that we do that is beyond skin tone is also what your concerns are. What do you want to fix? Is it acne pit scarring or fine lines and wrinkles? And then maybe something else that we would use on you then if you're a very deep, dark African-American toned skin and you have acne pit scarring. There's probably a different method of treatment that we would use on you. However, if you're paler skinned, we may do a couple different combination therapies, including the erbium laser to fix the acne pit scarring.
And how often can someone do this?
Sure. Well, the ablative treatments you would really only get done once every decade. I mean, it's very infrequent. So that one is
That's a one-time. Mm-hmm.
One-time kind of deal, yeah. Similar to a facelift. Once you get that done, you're not going to need anything again for, years. When you do the non-ablative ones, it depends on how deep you go. So some of the ones that are a little bit superficial, we can do those, and I can see someone for those, on a monthly basis if I'm on a really low level. If I'm doing something a little bit more potent, I'm probably going to only do that once or twice a year on a patient.
Okay, so these are things that you have to, all of these things are things to consider when you come in and you have a consultation. How does that work?
Sure. Well, you typically, when you come in, we'll sort of assess your skin. If I feel as though what your concerns are beyond my realm of treatment, I will send you off the doctor and consult him with you to decide what the best treatment option would be, because even though he will be treating you, your aftercare will be with me. So I will want to, know what he thinks and what we decide, together as a team, and the team being the doctor, I, and the patient. And then otherwise, if it's something that I can do, I generally go through with the patient, tell them what their, downtime will be, if there's going to be any significant type of downtime, what their aftercare would be, which is generally something very simple. So no acids, no scrubs, basically just a very plain moisturizer and a sunscreen. And you'll want to stay away from makeup as well for, the next couple of days. So this is a treatment that's best done on a Friday.
Best done on a Friday. It's great advice and great information for our health and our beauty and our wellness. And that's what it's all about right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.